Now, it's time for a little R&R.
Ball into the bucket, lays it up and in.
Ball game, Rizzo!
Live in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
This team is going to be tough when they finally get it together.
Sit back and relax. Let Russo and Rizzo take you home.
Oh, mercy!
You know, a couple times, this month, what is it, 4 or 5 times we've done it? Mike and I get enlisted to go to these golf tournaments around South Florida, and they're like golf events. So, like, I don't know, people are lining up, different businesses, whatever it might be. And Mike and I go, we take our ESPN West Palm sports desk, and we go and we get mics organized on a speaker. We get the computer set up to the speaker.
Yeah.
And our job is just to bark at the golfers, essentially. And we did it again today. And let's just say it was about 5 hours of just incoherent nonsense.
We're slap happy. for better lack of terms, let's just put it this way. I don't get up. Like, when I get up, it's like 7:30, 8 o'clock. All right. And like, dude, if I'm getting up at 5 in the morning, that's an issue. Kyle, that's an issue for me. That's a big deal.
So it was a 5 a.m. wake-up call.
It's a big deal for me.
Then we went down over to Boca, where this event was. And with the Orange Bowl committee, our job was just to sit at a hole, and we needed power. And there was no plug on a golf. There sometimes is a plug on a golf course. You're near the bathrooms. You're near this wall.
Right.
Sometimes they have
you get lucky. You get lucky sometimes.
They usually have this organized. So this hole that they were going to put us at, we need power, and they said there was no power available. So we're like, well, we can't do this unless we have power. So they're like, all right, we'll get you a generator. All right, fine. You'd think it'd be one of those handheld generators that's like as big as a boombox. You know, you put it next to the thing and then you got like an hour or two worth of energy. No. We get there and we're setting up at this tee box and the gentleman that's running the event goes, yeah, we got you guys a generator. It's about a half mile that way. I'll bring it to it. All right. He brings us to it. He's like, it's over by that flag over. Mike and I go over there with a golf cart. And we drive up, and we see this wheelbarrow of a generator.
Dude, it's 350 pounds.
It was 400 pounds.
Dude, it was heavy, dude.
Think a wheelbarrow full of cement. That was what the comparison
funniest,
was.
The funniest part, too, was there were workers over there. It's like, oh, all right, you guys are going to bring it over. Colin goes, you guys are going to bring it over? And they're like, no.
You guys going to bring it over?
They're like, no. They're like, no,
all of our volunteers are older, so you're gonna have to do it. All right, fine. And so, Mike and I, we can't put this thing in the golf cart, so we got this stupid 700-pound generator that we're wheeling up a hill in this godforsaken golf course. Oh,
Colin is wheeling it. I'm following behind you with a golf cart,
holding up traffic on the cart back.
You're like Mike. You're like Mike. There's people behind us. I said, what do you want me to do, dude? I got to make sure you don't kill yourself on that thing. And then once again, you know, and for our,
it's one of those things we didn't know how to operate it.
Oh God!
You know, you pull the string like a lawnmower, like yeah, all right.
Hang on, you ever seen the motorcycle South Park episode? I mean, that's what the thing sounded like literally. And I'm like, God, like Colin's over there tinkering with it. Right, we finally get the thing on. Hang on,
yeah, we're right next to the driving range too.
We finally get the thing on. And I got no power. I'm like, Colin, what the hell is going on? I don't know. I'm like, I go over there, it's a breaker switch. So I had to flip the breaker switch up, and then the thing
worked.
It
was so loud.
Oh, it was, dude.
We couldn't put it next to the table because it's like a plane engine. It's that loud. So we tried to turn it on initially. It's like a car that won't start. You know, it's got like the engine that's just like
literally, the entire time, it's not working.
All right, this is a problem. So we have to keep going, taking out the ignition, putting it back in. We finally get this thing started, and it sounds like a submarine engine or like a 747.
Colin's line of the day. Your line of the day on it would go, dude, this would power a submarine. I lost full.
It's huge. It's the size of a generator that you put next to a house. Why do we need to plug in one computer? Why is this so big? Why did they give us the biggest generator in the 10 square miles for this event. So that was step number one. We finally, what we did is we were at one tee box, about four tee boxes. And the second tee box where they tee off from, third tee box is where we set up the desk. We put the generator about, you know, 20 yards back at the fourth tee box behind us, and we just left it in an open field and just let it run.
Yeah. And thankfully, too, like, they wanted to put us in the bleachers. Like, dude, do you remember the original spot we were going to be at?
No.
We were going to be by anybody.
Oh, that's right.
We were going to be. Yeah, and then I asked them, like, listen, can we just go behind the tee boxes? I want to make sure, you know, that they're able to hear their songs and they're able to hear what we're talking about. Damian Perez is our producer behind the City Boy Studios. Are you familiar with AC/DC or Metallica?
Oh, my God.
Dude, what a waste of time that is. Honestly, oh, my God. All my boomers listening.
Because you walk up, we have the music. So we said, all right, you guys, we need a walk-up song. So choose anything you want. 90% of the time with 90% of people.
Do me a favor. Pretend like I'm a golfer and ask me.
All right, sir, we need a walk-up song. What song are you thinking?
The one that entered a Sandman, Metallica. It came to a point where I'm like, dude, no. I'm like, be more creative
than
that.
We're not doing that.
All right, how about Thunderstruck by ACD? What is up with boomers and Thunderstruck and Enter Sandman?
It was ridiculous. What, I mean,
listen,
agree.
They're great songs, but they're so OD. They're so overdone. They're so OP. They're so overplayed. So finally, the best part, too, was like, hey, yeah, just play something for me. I started playing Psychosocial by Slipknot. Kyle and I just back there. Psychosocial! Dude. Honestly, we had fun. And listen, majority of the golfers too, they were Bobby about it. You know what I mean? We had one guy who was pretty upset. It was a Boston College guy.
He didn't like you.
He didn't like me. So I was joking around with him. They had the hat on, like, and it looked like a four-leaf clover. I go, oh, you're Notre Dame man. He goes, oh, you won't catch me dead rooting for that team. I go, well, who are you root for? Miami? You know, in Miami. No, Boston College. I said, oh, God, you're having a godforsaken season, brother. You know, Billy O'Brien, 1-9. I'm like, at least you almost beat. He goes, to be honest, I haven't watched a game. I go, you haven't watched a game, but you're a Boston College guy. He goes, yeah. I said, well, you watch a bit. He goes, no, dude, I watch the hockey. I go, who the hell watches college hockey? Like, joking around. And, like, he was not having it. He did not have it. He was into his Boston College hockey.
We said it was a godforsaken athletic department.
And he had a real problem. He had a real problem with that. But everyone else was a blast. I mean, outside of the generator and waking up at 4:45 in the morning, not being able to go through the morning routine, which I desperately need, which TMI. I mean, geez,
stop.
I gave Colin the whole runner at the ringaroo on that one. But yeah, it was an interesting morning. It was an interesting morning.
But they fed us. They gave us sippy cups.
We got our big gulps.
The Modelo team was there. They gave us a Modelo hat. I was a big fan of that.
Didn't get a book bag, though.
No, I did not get a book
bag. We did not get a book
bag. Free gear. That's what matters. But those events, we've done a lot of those.
We have. We have.
I think that was the fifth one this month.
I am begging. If you're planning a golf tournament.
Do not call us.
No, hang on. If you're planning a golf tournament, dude, let's do like a 1 o'clock start time and we could do the show on the course. I'll bring the wireless mics. We'll have a ball. You know what I mean? We'll have the camera. I'll have Colin hitting a drive like on the show. Like, we'll have a ball. This whole godforsaken 4 a.m. wake up call. It's 7:30 shotgun start. Listen,
they started about 45 minutes late and we had time periods. Where groups would come by. You know, everybody starts it was 3 9-hole courses. That's what this was. So it was 27 holes for however many groups. We had times where we didn't see a group for 30 straight minutes.
Oh,
so
God.
We'd have two groups, 30 whole minutes go by, and we're waiting for the next group of golfers so we could talk some crap to them. And we're, guys, hello? And there's guys, there's the Modelo stand right next to us. Half of them are getting liquored up. It's 9:20 in the morning.
I'll tell you what. Do you want to know who the busiest station was? Was that liquor station?
That guy
got a workout.
They made it killing.
Those ladies and the one gentleman that was working with the ladies, they got a workout. It was always cart pulls up and goes, oh, you guys a twosome? Like Colin and I, we could not comprehend that people were stopping at the Modelo. And then the guys would come down. They had the shots. They'd have the whole 9 yards. And it was a fun day. Honestly, like I said, it was a fun day. And a highlight of the day, too, was our guy Joe. And, God, I can't remember Mustache's name, but he was a good dude.
Good dude.
They were huge into college basketball. They went toe to toe with Colin Russo on college basketball knowledge. I was very surprised on that.
We were going. It was funny because like at a certain point when you got no groups coming in, we're just we're chewing on anything. So these two gentlemen come up and we're looking for something, some sort of input. And these two guys were huge college hoops fans who watched like these. Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. They watched
the Fairfield Siena Godforsaken matchup.
They watch everything. They watch the West Coast, Big Sky, Big South. You name it. They knew.
They knew Northern Arizona. They give them credit.
And nobody knows Northern Arizona. That awful school.
Poor Timmy.
That awful school.
You're too hard on your brother.
Oh, dude, you should watch them
play. By the way, Colin's brother, Timmy, is an first assistant for Northern Arizona.
Second assistant.
What are they? The Salukis? What's their mascot?
The Lumberjacks. What is the Salukis?
I was thinking of... I was thinking of Southern Illinois.
Oh, yes. Yes. No, they're Lumberjacks.
The great Marcus Domask, where he reigned from. Anyway... Colin, where did they watch the other night? That's how you know they had an issue. Like you.
What did we watch?
The UCF, what was the game?
Oh, we watched UCF Pitt. I'm like, yeah, UCF played Pitt last night. And the guy's like, I watched it. I'm like, you're a sicko, dude. UCF Pitt, fifth game of the year, college basketball and the Daytona Beach tournament and Feast Week. You watched that? He goes, yeah, good game. I'm like, it was a good game. I was quite impressed. That guy was the man. That's bizarre.
Hey, guys, we're doing walk-up songs. First off, good to see you. What do you want to hear? Give me that Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Have you guys heard of Enter Sandman? Yeah, we've heard of it. We're not playing it. No? Think of something else.
Now, there were a couple of songs that I added to the repertoire. Hang on. Let's actually look at my Apple Music real quick, Kyle. Because there were a couple of good suggestions. Now, the deputy chief of Palm Beach County.
Which you screwed up, by the way.
I did. Oh, my God. I thought she was still the mayor. Yeah. I thought she was the mayor.
Former Mayor Marino of Palm Beach.
I'm so sorry, Miss Marino. I'm so sorry.
You familiar, Damien?
I botched that.
You're familiar?
I'm not familiar.
It's the mayor. It's the former mayor.
Yeah, I was dead wrong there. I thought she was still the mayor.
Hey, mayor.
I was dead wrong.
She's like, it's deputy chair now.
She didn't care. She was a good sport about it. But they played.
No longer.
They played that Steely Dan song. Remember? What was that? I thought I had it here.
I'm not familiar with this song.
I thought I had it here. I swear. Oh, yeah. Do It Again by Steely Dan. This song's a banger.
Okay.
And then I added that to the repertoire. And then another one, Remember the Jamaican Guys came over.
Yeah, the Jamaican Guys had a good recommendation.
King of the Dance Hall by Vibs Cartel. Fever is the song name. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I'm going to be vibing out to that. Coming up on Saturday after our... God, Kyle, I just realized how busy we are. Dude, what high school sideline are you on tonight?
Fort Pierce Central.
Dude, that's a hike. That's a hike, dude.
Yeah.
That's a hike, mate.
A 7 p.m. kick, so I'm not even going to make that kickoff.
That's a hike. You're going to get there 7:20, 7:30?
Yeah, I get the lucky.
Pending traffic. God forbid there's traffic.
Probably will be Saturday, Friday night.
What, are they going north?
Yeah, I don't know. You think there'll be traffic on a Friday night?
Who knows?
Going up to Fort Pierce Central?
How about this? All right, can we complain for a second here?
Go ahead.
We're leaving the golf course. No names, please. It's Inlet, okay? It's west. Dude, it took us like an hour and 10 minutes to get home.
This is one of those golf courses where you get off 95, you take a right, and you don't stop until civilization
halts. Well, everyone's on that one road. That's
the
problem.
Dude, it's 2 o'clock, though, Dame.
Damien, we drive. We drive until civilization halts, and then you hit the golf course.
One way in, one way out. You got to take that road.
And then you pull in. It's like, I feel like we're walking into like a public park or like a playground.
Dude, what did you say when
we... I'm like, is this a playground? Where are we? It's like 6 in the morning. I'm like, where the hell are we?
And thankfully, Colin knows I'm not a morning person. He drives to the events, thankfully. Colin, give the kids some credit. He drives Miss Daisy back here to the events.
Well, I like controlling the aux on the way there.
That too, and I was out of commitment. When I said I was tremendously down bad, when did we meet at the parking garage? 5:45?
Yeah, around 5:45.
I was down bad. Courtney was texting us at like 5:15. Like, Courtney. Leave me alone. Give me 20 more minutes to lay in bed here. Give me 20 more minutes to lay in bed. But anyway, dude, it took so long to get home. And like it originally should have taken us like 40 minutes. It took us an hour and 5 minutes to get home.
I usually don't acknowledge the snowbird traffic, and everybody talks about it. I usually don't acknowledge it. If you're driving through Boca, especially through the town of Boca, and that first couple exits going northbound,
Yamato probably.
I would say exit 45 from Glades Road, all the way up to maybe Atlantic Avenue in Delray, that 7 or 8 exit
it's a waste
stretch
of time.
Is We were there for 40 minutes. It was ridiculous.
It's a waste. It's the definition of a waste of time.
I mean, these people are on the roads. There's 5,000 more people that now comparatively to 2 weeks ago.
And then you get
the fender bender.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, we had an accident.
It's over.
Dude, some guy was smoking.
There was a fire truck taking up 3 lanes. Can you guys go vertically? I mean.
But hang on. Thankfully, he was there. The guy was smoking. He was smoking, Dame. I mean, geez, where there's smoke, there's fire.
It was ridiculous.
Thank God for the fire department.
This is snowbird season through and through. And I'm not trying to be like protective of Florida or something like that. But this is that time of year. Especially
no, I will be
through.
Honest. I'm a local now.
Through,
I don't care. I'm a local
now. If you
drive
through
Boca, I'm complaining about it.
You're sitting there, oh my God, does this never end? I mean, this traffic, it was ridiculous.
That was nuts.
It was ridiculous. It took us an hour, 10 minutes
to get back. And like you guys know, I got family in Boca. I'm in there a lot. That was advanced traffic. There's traffic and then advanced traffic. That was a waste of time. That was indeed a waste of time.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, hour and five to get back to the beautiful City Place Studios. And then we come in and everyone's like, shh. We come in.
What's up, guys? Everybody's like,
quiet. Shh. Shut up. Shh. Damn you.
What the hell's going on? What happened? What's going on? Damon, we got shushed like it was a funeral. What?
Wait, what the hell
what
is
are you
going?
People barking at
so
us?
So we've been up since 5 a.m. Of course you're coming in. You know
we're coming in hot.
Gung-ho. We're coming in hot. Yeah,
complete different wavelength.
If you can't get out of listen, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. All right.
That was ridiculous.
Shh. What? What do you mean shush?
For what? We're in an office. It's a Friday afternoon.
No one's here.
It's 2:45 on a Friday.
Then HR and
you didn't get any food. The food they
no
they
no
fed
no
us
I
well.
Did, but I did heat up some ziti. That was the plan all along. I wanted to heat up the leftover ziti in the fridge.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay,
I had a little cracker.
They
stew.
Had great food.
I told. Remember my morning routine that I didn't do? I was in a bad spot. I couldn't eat. I was in a bad spot at the outing. I was in a bad spot.
All right, Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Damian Perez. We'll get into what we saw on Thursday Night Football. Get into this weekend's games. We still got to make some Cover 5 picks.
Oh God,
that's all to come. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. That was a directionless segment we just had previously, but we're having a good time here at the City Place Studios. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter / X at ESPN West Palm. Up until 6 p.m. today, should be a great time. 888-760-3776. No Christian Cat with us. Instead, we got Damian Perez here with us live in person. Damian, how are you today, my friend? What's going on?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Was that as incoherent as I'm making it out?
That was amazing.
I mean, no, it was just a good segment.
It kind of just showed the kind of morning you guys had and the energy you guys had.
Weird day, slap happy.
It's not over, you know. It's Friday, so it's a good day to
Friday?
To be
I, thought,
like that.
I thought it was Tuesday. It's Friday?
Yeah, at least I hope.
Wisconsin's playing BYU right now on the Utah Jazz purple court.
I mean, is there a bigger waste of time than that purple court in Utah? I mean, what, they got a trophy on there too? For what? Is this the first time I'm looking at these courts? I think it is. Who watches NBA in November? Clearly not
Mike
Rizzo.
All right, take it easy.
But at the same time, is that the cup trophy on the court?
Yes.
That is a waste of time, and you cannot defend that.
The NBA cup is a waste of time. I had to agree with. But what is not a waste of time, and it's if you've been in a car accident, truck accident, suffered a slip and fall, my friends Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine at Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, they're the type that like to fight for you. I know with Anajar and Levine, they got my back. They could get yours too, and they didn't even charge you unless you win. They work tirelessly to get you the maximum compensation that you deserve. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand the best. Demand Anajar and Levine today, because that's the Anajar and Levine difference. Take that one phone call and take back control of your life. Don't wait. Call for the free consultation today. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Take back control now with Anajar and Levine. Week 12 kicked off last night. The Houston Texans, we said that was sort of a must-win game. They played like it was. 23-19, they won over the Buffalo Bills yesterday at home. Josh Allen, 2 interceptions. And Josh Allen mostly shut down 8 sacks. Yep. The Texans has. And the Bills even had a chance in the Texans' territory to finish off the game, and the Texans were able to close it out.
How about Buffalo? A 2-interception game by Allen. You mentioned the 8 sacks. A 26.1 quarterback rating and still have a chance to win the game at the end of the football game.
That's a good
point.
That's
crazy.
That's a good point.
That's crazy.
I think it's a testament to just how bad of an offense.
Yeah.
The Texans have.
And it's like, you know, David.
So I'm out on Davis Mills. I mean, okay. You got to put Stroud back
yes,
in.
Yeah, yeah,
they,
all right,
yesterday
good,
they were not
good.
Any good.
Because yesterday.
They were not any good.
You were going to bat a bit for Mills, so
yeah,
I wanted to see where you were at.
One thing
okay.
I'll say is, like, they've won 6 of 8. I mean, they've won games.
And if I could quickly.
They've won 6 of 8.
If I could quickly go back to the conversation we had, you could go back and listen on the ESPN South Florida app. It's just he's your franchise guy. Stroud's your franchise guy. You picked him at that top pick for a reason. Just, you know, ride it out until the end of the rookie deal. That's my 2 cents. But listen, the Texans being 6-5, turning their season around, they're on a little win streak right now. You know, you start to think with how bad Kansas City has been playing, anything could be possible. Playoffs could be possible. Now, the division I don't think is possible. I think Indianapolis is going to be running away
with that
division.
I believe they still have two against Indianapolis, so they could actually turn that around.
Dude, Kyle, this is the second straight day where we're going, oh, they play Indianapolis. Indianapolis might have a tough little schedule.
You want to go through
Through Indianapolis because this is the second straight day.
Indianapolis is 8-2, and they got Jacksonville and the Texans on their tail at the Chiefs this weekend. Then they got the Texans head-to-head. Then they got the Jags head-to-head. Seahawks. 49ers, Jaguars, Texans.
It's actually good that they won, that they're 8-2 at this point. They probably needed a little cushion for the back half of the schedule. Now, no one in their wildest dreams, outside of me who took their over, neither here nor there, I didn't even expect them to have 8 wins at this point. You know what I mean? That ticket's going to be cashing within the next month. But at the same time, you got to give the Texans credit. They do it with defense, man. I mean, on a night where, you know, Woody Marks, I had to clean the windshields. I go, who the hell is Woody Marks?
Oh, hold on. He had a pretty good year.
But at the same time, like, you know, this is where we're at with this Texan offense. No Joe Mixon. You know, Nick Chubb, as much as I love Chubb, he's a has-been. Like, give him credit for how they're getting things done. It's ugly. It's ugly. They're doing it with
their
defense.
Their defense is so good.
And
they're so good.
And they're doing it with Davis Mills, you know, with a 50% completion rating.
Yep. And Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter have been so good off the edge. They make every opposing quarterback uncomfortable. That defense will keep them in every single game they play in for the rest of the way, especially now that they have a little bit of momentum.
And they do.
I mean, at a certain point, if you're C.J. Stroud, dude, we're looking for the bare minimum. We're looking for 180 yards passing and orchestrate 3 offensive touchdowns a game.
One thing Mills isn't doing is turnovers. 5 touchdowns and 1 interception.
Right.
That's
why they've won 6 of 8.
Correct. Bare minimum. Play good defense and take it from there. Now, you're going to need to put points up at some point. Is Houston a team that's going to be able to win a playoff game like they did last year? Probably not. You know, I believe the playoff game they won last year was the Herbert game where he was throwing interceptions all over the yard. 2-4 interceptions, okay? So, like, unless something like that happens where the other team completely plays himself out, I do not see them winning a playoff game unless C.J. Stroud gets back on track.
Yeah, I mean, for Stroud, it sounds like he's going to play the next time they go out there. So, I mean, we're looking at that Colts game, which is going to be a huge game now. Colts got a huge 3-game stretch because the Jags are thinking about it. The Jags and the Texans already split. They've played each other head-to-head both times this year. That AFC South is a very underrated division that I don't know if the Colts have it locked up yet. 8-2. There's 6 games over, and that division's not locked up.
My issue with Houston and Jacksonville is the inconsistency.
Right.
We've been able to see consistency from the Colts. Houston, in the last 3 weeks, they're starting to find their form a bit. And then Jacksonville, I mean, geez, Kyle, you could tell us about how Jekyll and Hyde that team has been, being a Jaguar fan.
Right.
So that's why I still, even with the tough schedule, I think it's a lot to make up for the other teams.
Yes,
but they do play each other. You're right. You can't, if you're technically Jacksonville and Houston, you can handle your business.
And even if we're not even thinking about the division, we're thinking about that other wild card spot.
Right.
Who do the Texans have after they play the Colts? Chiefs at Arrowhead.
But I'm going to take it a step further. If the Colts stub their toe against a Kansas City, against some of these tough San Francisco, these tough out-of-conference games, they could get right back into the thick of things. Especially in the division, Kyle, where, you know, division records are really is what's separating you between you and yours. It's like, how many times has Indianapolis played Jacksonville? 1 more time? 2 more times?
Indianapolis has played Jacksonville twice.
And then how about Houston?
4.
One more?
They have 4 games against Jacksonville.
Yeah, so 2-2. That's what I mean. Like, this division is still up in the air. Because of that, the 4 matchups Indianapolis has to play against the Texans and the Jags and the hard out-of-conference schedule. So it's not completely over yet.
Definitely
I know
not.
I'm counting my chips with the over on the wins this year with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet, but it's definitely not over.
They got 4 divisional games, and then the other games are at Chiefs, at Seahawks, home Niners. That is brutal.
It is.
That is brutal.
And San Francisco is one of those teams with Christian McCaffrey. It doesn't matter who. It could be
Mac Jones. They're getting healthier.
And the defense looks good, too. The defense has played well as of late for San Francisco.
With undersized and with down 10 men.
You know I have a man crush on Shanahan. That's just what Kyle Shanahan. Listen, has he struggled to win a Super Bowl? Absolutely.
Bob Sala, too. But our guy.
Who threatened to kill your head coach, by the way.
I mean, allegedly.
For a little context.
Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen, the Jacksonville Jaguar head coach, allegedly. I mean, Kyle, we heard him on tape. But dude, once again, former defensive head coach. Going back coordinator and doing good things. See it all the time.
It's the best.
It's a lot of fun. And then listen,
a very underrated division now. All of a sudden.
And that's why, dude, the NFL is a lot of fun right now. Just because of the kind of must-win games within the division. Like Kansas City, they're fighting for their life every week. Houston is fighting for their life every week. Jacksonville is fighting for their life. Baltimore, Colin, in the North, they're fighting for their life every single week. And then, Colin, if we can, brother, what is your worry status with Josh Allen? I'm not even like, obviously with the Bills, they're probably not going to win the division.
We were worried about him after Dolphin game. We were worried about him after the Dolphin game, and then we're not worried about him after because he has 6 touchdowns, 3 on the ground, 3 in the passing, and then we worried about him again.
It's just
we can't be left and right.
I want the consistency. I want that consistency back with Allen. Like, famously with the Bills, they lose a couple of games within the first 7 games of the year, and then they hit their stride and they don't look back. Are they going to hit that stride this year? Are they going to hit that second half of the season stride, or are they going to keep dropping games? Like, they had no business losing that game. I mentioned to you, 2 interceptions for Josh Allen, and we stayed up for that godforsaken game. And they had a chance.
Finish, yeah.
They did. And the reason we stayed up was because it was a pretty good game. And the Bills had a chance to win after their star quarterback played as bad as you could possibly play. So that's why I'm focusing on Allen specifically here. So I think the game was on him. I do.
That offensive line let him down. He can't get sacked 8 times. I agree with you. He took some sacks. He's trying to make something happen. But that sacking 8 times, you beat any quarterback like that. That's how you beat Mahomes. That's how you beat Brady.
Yeah.
You get to them. If you get to them and not get them on the ground, you beat them.
I mean, and then Goff. I mean, the perfect example of that is Goff last week.
I mean, Goff falls apart when he starts getting hit, but that could be anybody.
Right.
If you start sacking them, that happened to Lamar Jackson. You know, Myles Garrett made Lamar Jackson have one of the worst games of his career because what they do, they got to him every single play.
Begging the Browns to win that game. Neither here nor there.
Right.
But
it's just a matter of that offensive line. If that's not in tune, they're not playing well. And that's why Houston's dangerous because they got 2 great edge rushers.
Like, and they ran the ball well with Cook. And it's a game, if you're a Buffalo Bill fan, you're really frustrated with. They have a chance to go 8-3 and really make things right. But, you know, you're 7-4. You're still in the thick of things. You're going to be a playoff team as long as you don't continue to lose games. We always talk about this year with the Buffalo Bills, now or never. Now or never with the boogeyman Kansas City struggling with the new blood in the AFC. It usually isn't a game that they drop at this point in the season.
Yeah. I can't say I'm nervous because you said, all right, 8-3. They could have been 8-3. They could have been 9-3. We'd have different conversations. That team, they're no longer going to win that division, right? Can we agree on that?
Yeah, I totally.
The Buffalo Bills are no longer going to win the AFC East.
They have 2 more division games at New England. Forgive me for thinking they don't win that on the 14th of December. And then they end the season at the Jets. Now that, you know, are they going to need the game? Are they even going to play anybody in that game? But, you know, a loss to the Dolphins and a loss to the Patriots. I mean, that's uncharacteristic of a team that post-Brady, Kyle, that's been able to dominate the AFC East. I mean, that's uncharacteristic of them to drop games like that.
And New England has played 1 more game, so they have a chance to get their 10th win while Buffalo's still sitting at 7. And if they get that 10th win this weekend against Cincinnati, then we're looking at a situation where New England might lock up that division a lot sooner than we think.
Correct.
I don't think anything changes for them. I think their sights are set on that first seed bye. They got the best schedule adequate that's going to allow them to make a run for that. So they're thinking about that first seeded bye in the postseason. They're not thinking about they're not thinking about teams on their tail yet. But with Buffalo continuing to lose, they're making New England not sweat. That's what I'm nervous about them. New England hasn't sweat in weeks.
No. And Theo Dorsey talked about this earlier today. You listen to Theoretically Speaking 2-4. You know, the championship window for the Bills. If I'm a Bill fan, I'm a little worried. Just because number one, you haven't done it yet. You've had this great quarterback. You've had this great roster for how many years? Now with Kansas City out of the picture, finally, teams like the Patriots and company are popping up out of nowhere. Drake May, a young quarterback now, has popped up in your division and is playing at an elite level. Kyle, you know me. I love the Bill fan. I love the Buffalo fan. I root for the Bills, you know, outside of my squad. I root for them to win because of the tortured history and the tortured fan base that they are, because I can relate. It would be so Buffalo. It would be so Buffalo if they don't take advantage of that championship window, if they don't do anything in the playoffs this year, and then not to mention they're not even the top dog in the division anymore because Mike Vrabel and Drake May came from the depths of hell to save the Patriots and Robert Kraft.
They're not sweating. That team's probably sights are set strictly on that number one overall seed. It tells you that New England's probably going to be okay unless they completely collapse on their own accord. And Buffalo is going to be sitting there alongside Kansas City and these other teams for a wild card spot. Now, it hurts that they lost that Texan game because that hurts the head-to-head. So now they got to sweat about that a little bit, but they also have beaten Kansas City. You're looking at Buffalo, Kansas City, the Chargers, Jacksonville, and Houston for three spots.
Yep.
Very interesting AFC playoff picture. I'm not sure how we'll play out, but that makes the last couple games interesting. We'll get into what we need to see this weekend, next segment, and into our picks. Because this weekend, Mike, we're looking for implicating matchups. The Bills losing that game makes the Texan game against the Chiefs very good in 2 weeks, and they make that Colt game very interesting now against the Chiefs on Sunday, because the Colts now, they lose that game, now you're sweating a little bit because the Texans are only two games behind and your next game's head-to-head.
Right.
So now that Chief game, and I think the Chiefs are going to win on Sunday, that will be a implicating game on playoff matchups there. And then, you know, we haven't even talked about the NFC, where if Dallas wins and beats the Eagles somehow, mm-hmm. and they might play the Eagles well, then we're looking at a very good Thanksgiving slate of football.
Yeah, and even to take it a step further with that Thanksgiving slate, the first game right off the bat, Packers and Lions, I mean, does that have enough implications for you with the NFC North and teams jockeying to be in first place within the division and get that home playoff game? Colin mentioned the Chiefs. You know, as a neutral football fan, you would like the Chiefs to beat the Colts, be 6-5 in that matchup against the Cowboys, who hopefully could maybe, possibly, probably not, beat Philadelphia, be 5-5-1. And can I sell you on the 8-20 game? Can I sell you on it? Burrow could be back. And we mentioned that
he should play. He's questionable officially for the game.
We mentioned that the Ravens are battling for their lives every single week. This is a must-win game for Baltimore, no matter even what happens. Colin, no matter what happens in Week 12, this will be a must-win game on a short week for the Ravens. And then the Black Friday game, you know, Bears and Eagles.
That'll be a good game.
Bears right now are the number one team in the NFC North, and the Eagles are the best team in the NFL.
There is no way that the Eagles lose that game, if I had to make a guess. They could lose that Cowboy game. There's no way they lose that game.
What was the game that Caleb and the Bears lost a couple of weeks ago? We go, yep, of course they lost that game. It was two games.
The Ravens game.
Yeah. I mean, they got dismantled in that.
Against Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, and it wasn't even Lamar. So, like, that, I think that's the Chicago Bear you're going to get. But who knows? Maybe Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams have turned the corner a bit. I've been on the Bears for a while.
Yeah.
And it's about time.
They've exceeded expectations.
Yeah. And how about the defense being the problem? And I'm laughing at that because of the amount of radio that I did in Illinois covering that team. It's like the defense carried them. You know, with Eberflus, it wasn't the defense that was the issue. It was the quarterback. Now they finally have the offensive guru. They finally have the offensive quarterback at Caleb Williams. It's ironic that now the defense is the issue that they spent a lot of money on and a lot of draft picks like Tyreek Stevenson and company.
Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Damian Perez. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. Wisconsin's playing BYU right now in Salt Lake City College
They needed
basketball.
A timeout. They needed a timeout.
It's 36-24 BYU. That's the number one pick right there, A.J. Dibanza.
Dude, he's sick.
Yeah, he's good. He's got any shot. Wisconsin's got a walk-on guarding him.
Oh, God. Is that not Greg Gard?
From farmland Wisconsin.
I can't take... Honestly, you know I'm a fickle guy, but he's running that program into the ground. And now you got Greg Garb. You got two coaches who need to leave. You got two coaches
I'm
you need to
be. I'm not a Greg Garb guy either. Wisconsin fans would fight you about Greg Garb, but they wouldn't fight you
tell
about
me why you aren't a guard guy like you told the two college basketball junkies why you're not. Would you say
he took Bo Ryan's team. That was the only year Greg Gard's been there since 2017 maybe. And Bo Ryan left midseason, so Gard got promoted internally for the job. That's the only year that Wisconsin basketball has made the second week of the tournament since he has taken over. They have never made the second weekend of the tournament, and they've had a lot of years with their top 15 finishes in the AP poll. So they've never – I think they should get the UConn assistant, Luke Murray, and then therefore Tim Russo.
There you go.
That's what we need.
Timmy, our guy.
I would – Tim Russo with Luke Murray – UConn offense on Wisconsin.
Now,
sign me up.
By the way, Tim Russo, Colin's brother, is what's his shtick?
What do you mean his shtick?
What's he known for? Defense, offense?
Yeah, right, first of all.
What's his
don't have shticks.
Well, you said Luke Murray designs the offense.
Well, yeah, that's not a shtick. It's a shtick. That's a specialty.
Well, I call it a shtick. What's Timmy's shtick?
Tim right now does defensive game plans and all the out of bounds.
We need to call your brother on how to get our 7th and 8th graders to match up on
defense. He does all out of bounds and defense.
What would he tell us? Like, Timmy, that our kids, they don't know who the hell they're guarding, no matter how hard we try. What do we do there?
Tim would be sick if he watched our team play defense. He'd be sick.
He'd put him in a 2-3 so fast.
Yeah, he's like, just forget about it. You're not changing any lives here. Put him in 2-3 and forget about it.
I think that's what we have to do, by the way.
We'll see. What happens on Saturday.
And by the way, Colin and I, we coach a 7th and 8th grade team. We
have a game on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we're 2-1.
Dare I say I'm 50.
We had a demoralized what?
Depending on the Ohio State Rutgers game, I'm 50. Like, if that game's
what time is that game?
It's noon. If it's a game at halftime, I might be in a little trouble.
That's fine.
I don't expect
you covered for me, so that's not a big deal.
Here's the issue, though. I don't expect to sweat that one out. I think we'll be just fine against Rutgers.
I tend to agree.
If it's like 21-3, I'm at the game.
We're gonna make a couple Cover 5 picks on the other side of things. See what we like for our weekend picks. That's Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Damian Prez, Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3 with Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo. We get Damian Prez behind the glass at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach, streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter/X at ESPN West Palm. Download the Hard Rock Bet app today where you could get involved on any single game. If you want to bet the Wisconsin-BYU game live, if you want to go NBA, futures, game-by-game, player props, if you want to do the college football slate this weekend and the NFL on Sunday, you could string them together. You could parlay it together. You could go game-by-game as little as $1. It's all available to you. Best part, you put in just $5 on the app on your first bet. You win that first $5 bet. You get $150 in bonus bets immediately. That is how easy it is just to get some playing money, some throwaway money on the Hard Rock Bet app. Do that now. Download it and check out the Discover page. See what other users are putting together themselves, and you can tap and tag along. It is that easy on the app. It's Hard Rock Bet offered by the Seminole Tribal Florida. Must be 21 plus. Physically present in Florida. The wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY. Wise. All right, Mike, let's make our Cover 5 picks for the weekend. How Cover 5 works. It is free to download on the App Store, and you can compete against myself and Mike as a Russo and Rizzo team, or theoretically speaking, as a Theo Dorsey and Christian Cat team. You can compete against other listeners of the show, other people that we know, that are trying to pick 5 games a week in the NFL on the spread. It's lightning bets. So if you bet Kansas City -3.5, they win by 10 points, you get essentially 7 points. Or if you bet Kansas City -3.5, they lose by 10, you lose 13 points. It is a point-by-point system. You have to make sure your picks are not only right, but very right. That's how fun the app is. You could do it, and you could compete against us weekly. And if you are actually able to beat us in a week, you get an opportunity to win a Duffy's gift card over at Duffy Sports Grill all around South Florida. So, okay, we'll get started there. Mike, we got 2 picks on the docket. What do we have so far?
So, right now, we are Shedeur men. We're going with the Browns at Shedeur Sanders +3.5 on the road against Las Vegas. This is clearly me. I want to root for the young man. I want to root for the young man, and I think the Browns could actually win that game. All Vegas right. is really bad.
What's the next one?
Dallas +3.
I'm all over this too.
It's just like, you know, they need the game.
They need the game. Let's root for the good NFL game.
Dak Prescott threw 4 touchdowns his last time out. Kyle, remember the first matchup too. Dallas damn near had Philadelphia dead to rights in the first game of the season, that Thursday night football game. So I actually do like Dallas a lot in this. Kyle and I are going with them at +3. Now we need a couple of other picks. Kyle, is Joe Burrow going to play?
I can't make that declaration
plus
yet.
+8.
Let me sell you another one.
Cincy +8.
You're
going to
be all over this.
Okay.
San Francisco -7 against Carolina on Monday Night Football.
They burned me. San Francisco burned me 2 weeks ago.
Mike, I know Carolina.
You tell me.
I know. Carolina.
I trust this is you are Carolina guy. You're Carolina Colin, not to get mixed with Carolina
take
Mike.
San Francisco.
Okay. All right. We'll take San Fran -7. So that's 3. San Fran -7. Cleveland +3. Dallas +3. We need 2 more picks. Does Seattle blow the doors off of Tennessee? That's a 13-point line.
On the road.
Or
you could take the Lions against the Giants coming off a bad loss.
I think, dude, something's wrong with them.
I hear you, something's wrong with them. But isn't this the type of game where the Giants just had their Jameis Winston game? They competed against Green Bay. They're just going to get the doors blown off them.
I don't know, dude.
All right, they want to go Seattle then? You want to? They need to win by 40.
They need to, yeah. What are the Jags going to do?
The Jags?
2.5?
Dude, they could win.
They can't win by 7? Get us 5 points?
They could totally lose that game.
Oh, my God. I'll take your team.
We could take Jacksonville. I hate that team. We could take Jacksonville if you want.
No, I never again them. Remember, I forgot I never again them. Right, They blew it against Vegas.
And Vegas.
+8 on the road. Listen, you're the one who told me Burrow's playing yesterday with what you saw from practice last
year. I mean, he's
days.
A full participant. Why wouldn't he play?
+8, it's a lot of points.
That's +8 in the cover 5 app?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cincinnati at home +8. The biggest home dog outside of those aforementioned Tennessee Titans.
Let's do it.
I like it. Believe it or not, I really like that.
If Burrow doesn't play. You have to change it
okay.
if Burrow doesn't
okay.
play.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. What game are you big on again? We'll just change it to that.
I mean, we could do the Jags game if you want, but Seattle. Do we take Seattle?
On the road? You're fine with that?
I am fine with that.
I am too. Darnold threw 4 picks last game. This is a
as long
game.
As you take San Francisco.
I did.
And I'm betting against one of my over picks.
Our five is Cincinnati +8. Seattle.
Against New England, right?
Sorry, yep. I'll do the matchup. Cincinnati +8 against New England at home. Seattle -13 on the road at Tennessee. Cleveland +3.5 on the road at Vegas. Dallas +3 at home against Philadelphia. And then San Francisco -7 at home versus Carolina. I'm following you on that. I can't, dude, remember that disastrous week that I had without you here?
Yeah.
Dude, San Fran was like the biggest culprit. Remember I took him against the Rams
yep.
to cover that, what was it?
I don't like that pick.
Dude, it was like 8.
Yeah, I don't like that
pick. They got smoked.
Yeah, I don't like that pick. Yeah,
well, you said he didn't want to be involved that day. He had me and Damian make. Damian, we made a mess of that, by the way. Damian, we made a mess of those picks that day, mate.
I don't know.
It was all Mike, by the way.
Yeah, it was all but me, it, to be
we,
fair.
We have a theme here. Our theme is we're rooting for good games. See, this is not a great theme, but this is why we're not professionals. We're rooting for good NFL games in the Thanksgiving slate, so therefore we need Dallas to play well. We're also rooting for a good game in the Thanksgiving slate, therefore we're rooting for the Bengals to play well. Carolina is either great or terrible. They had their great week last week. They're going to get blown out. I'm fairly certain.
I'm upset we couldn't take BYU and A.J. DeBances. Did I say that right?
Yep.
I'm upset we couldn't take them against your Wisconsin Badgers.
He'll be the number one overall pick. Yeah.
So
Wisconsin Badgers, who are playing against them right now in Salt Lake
context.
City.
Sorry, I've been up since 5 in the morning.
Are playing A.J. DeBances, who's going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft.
Colin went to Wisconsin. Big Wisconsin hoops fan. Can't stand the coach, Greg Gard. And I agree with Colin that it's probably time to move on after watching 20 minutes of this.
Yeah.
I'm done. I can't watch Wisconsin
8-9
anymore.
Focused minutes.
I thought watching Bo Ryan was bad all those years. That's like, Greg Gard is like watching paint dry. That's a tough product to watch.
It was better last year than it usually is, but I understand what you're saying.
Now, Colin, from the farm system of Madison, what are they spewing up there? Are they buying Greg Gard? Is he the greatest coach ever?
They like him.
Of course they do. They also like Luke Fickell.
They also, yeah, they love everybody, except for Matt LaFleur. They don't love him.
Well, yeah, the one good coach.
The one guy they should keep around.
The one good coach quarterback.
All right, so we need Seattle to play well on the road. We need the Bengals to play well at home. We didn't touch the Kansas City game.
Kansas City, though. I'll switch. How about this?
No, we don't need to switch it.
What I'm saying, if Burrow
keep the Browns. We're keeping Shedeur Sanders.
If Burrow doesn't play, I'll switch to Kansas City.
No problem.
Okay.
I like that.
That was like our sixth pick.
Mike,
you know, we make five picks.
Is Shedeur Sanders going to throw 3 interceptions?
I'm a Shedeur man.
He's going to throw 3 interceptions.
Are
we really
going to
be surprised
man.
If he throws 3 interceptions on Sunday?
I got no choice but to believe in the kid.
That's not a telling moment. That
yes,
we
it
should,
is.
We,
yes, it is. For Cleveland people, it is. I'm rock bottom. Colin, I'm rock bottom. I can't get any lower with this football team right now. I cannot. I thought it was bad at 0-16 and 1-31. It's worse because we've tasted the playoffs within the last 2.5 years, and you got 2 wins right now. And in an offense that is rivaling, you know, the offenses of when Papa Bear Hallis was coaching. That's how awful, historically awful, this Kevin Stefanski offense is. This is the last thing I'm clinging on to. Partner, if he stinks this game, you will never hear me bark up the Browns tree on Cover 5 or our good friends at Hard Rock Bet ever again. This is it. this is it. This is my last straw with this team. It's the last hope I have. You got Myles Garrett and a great defense.
You can't draw a complete conclusion after one game, though.
But what I'm saying is I'm done this season. I'm done this season because the coach is going to get fired no matter what any of these quarterbacks do. I can't take it for face value because they're getting coached by a guy who's not going to be there next season. And my best guess is Andrew Berry gets fired.
You think they're a complete wash?
I think it's a complete wash. They already got rid of Paul DePodesta, who's been there 10-plus years.
And what, did they get rid of him or did he walk away? Was that an amicable
split? He went to the MLB, but that guy stunk. That guy stunk. He was a waste of time.
All right. Fair enough. It's a tricky situation with Cleveland. I think you're better off just ridding yourself of everything. I don't think anything on the team outside of maybe a couple defensive pieces are worthy of keeping around. Of course, you want to keep Quinshon Judkins around. Shedeur Sanders is not going to change any minds. I don't like how this is a big topic because what did you see of his 3-of-12 performance?
Nothing. If anything, Colin, I saw that he wasn't ready to be a starting quarterback, and I understand why Dylan Gabriel was the starter. But all week long, Colin, we had to hear how it's the coaching staff's issue, how he didn't get the reps and whatever, and fine. I'll buy into it for a week. Let's see what he does with a full week of practice with the ones. It's funny, Colin, he's a 20-year-old kid. But, like, the excuse factory, I think, is going to be gone. He's had a full week of practice. There is a rumor that he's been meeting with Stefanski.
Yeah, I mean, I hate the excuse that Stefanski's letting him down. And the coaching staff is letting him down.
That ends Sunday. I think that ends Sunday.
For better or worse.
Yeah, correct. I think that ends Sunday. And he'll probably, even if he stinks this week, he'll be the starter next week. The Browns are looking for top draft picks, which just stinks why your Jags finally decided to have a good season.
What about Dylan Gabriel?
I just don't see it.
Well, what are they going to do? They're going to put him back in, right?
Yeah, if once he's out of concussion. Sorry, I thought you meant in general. Once he's out of concussion protocol, he'll probably be the starter. My best guess. They're not just going to bench him.
They can't.
But remember, look at CJ Stroud and how long it took him to get. How long has it been
and
for
Jackson
Stroud?
Dart, who's yeah. out again I mean, with what? Concussion this is protocol. Two, they're taking three weeks. It serious all of a sudden.
Yeah, this is like 2-3 weeks. So I expect Shador to get multiple games.
Fair enough. All right. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Damian Prez. We'll do a little 5 and 5 as we enter into the 5 o'clock hour of Russo and Rizzo, presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. That's all to come right here on ESPN 106.3.